Wabash Folklore Radio. Written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. We'll see about that. Written by Andy Hertzfeld. Time frame, November 1979. Burl Smith was a 23-year-old self-taught engineer without a college degree who was drawn to Apple by the sheer elegance of the Apple II's design. He was hired in February of 1979 as Apple employee number 282, working as a lowly service technician responsible for fixing broken Apple IIs returned by customers. As he debugged broken logic boards, sometimes completing more than a dozen in a single day, he began to develop a profound respect and empathy for Steve Wozniak's unique creative design techniques. Meanwhile, the Lisa team had been writing their first code for the project in Pascal, running on Apple IIs because the Lisa hardware wasn't ready yet. They had been at it for almost a year, and they had written more code than would fit in the 64 kilobytes of memory in a standard Apple II. In fact, the Apple II only had 48 kilobytes on its motherboard, but it used a language card to give it an extra 16 kilobytes, used to run Pascal. To accomplish this, the language card had to bank switch its RAM over the Apple II's ROM. Bill Atkinson was the main programmer for both the Apple II Pascal system as well as the new Lisa system. He was in the service department picking up some extra language cards when Burl heard him lamenting about overflowing the Apple II's memory limitations. "Well, why don't you add more memory to the language card?" Burl suggested. Bill was intrigued, but he complained, "You can't add any more memory because we're out of address space. 64 kilobytes is the limit of what we can address." Burl had already thought of that. "Well, the language card is already bank-switching the RAM, even double-banking the last 2 kilobytes where the monitor ROM is. We'll just make it bank-switch another bank." Bill was enthusiastic, so Burl built him a prototype while Bill modified the Pascal runtime to support the extra bank-switching. It worked like a charm. So soon Burl was busy manufacturing 80-kilobyte language cards for all the Lisa programmers. Around this time, Bill ran into Jeff Raskin. Jeff had been writing a series of papers about a consumer-oriented computer that would be extremely inexpensive and radically easy to use. He was ready to start building a hardware prototype, so he was looking for a talented hardware designer who could pull off his vision of a brutally simple, ultra-low-cost machine. "I've got someone who you ought to meet," Bill told Jeff. He made arrangements to bring Burl over to Jeff's house in Cupertino during the weekend. They showed up at Jeff's house at the appointed time, and Bill introduced Burl to Jeff, saying, "Jeff, this is Burl. He's the guy who's going to design your Macintosh for you." "We'll see about that," Jeff replied. "We'll see about that."